I realize this is a big question, a wide-ranging one, but why is dating just so confusing and so hard in 2015?
Well, it's because God somehow did not put, like, first and second dating in the Bible. I don't know why those books were left out of the canon. I haven't figured it out yet, but somehow they're not.
Right.
And we just want to thumb through Scripture and say, where does God talk about dating? Where is he going to tell me who's that perfect soulmate for me to, you know, me to fit with? Where, you know, and it's just not true. But what we see is a lot of great principles throughout Scripture for what it looks like to move towards marriage with biblical intention. And so the problem is, instead of looking to Scripture and looking at what it looks like in general to move into marriage in a way that elevates sacrifice and commitment and faithfulness, you know, we all know about Gary Thomas, you know, sacred yeah. marriage, and saying, you know, let's look at marriage as making us holy, not happy. But instead, we're wanting to say, okay, how is this relationship going to complete me? How is it going to fix me? What's it going to do? And as a result, we've taken all of our cues from the world. And so, Ryan, I am seeing young adults, even in the church, and I'm talking about committed young adults who love Jesus, who are dating like their lives look just like the world. They are in go-nowhere relationships. They are dating unbelievers. They're unequally yoked. They are crossing boundaries on all different levels. And that's where I'm just saying we need a different script. We've got to do this differently. One, if we're going to honor God, and two, if we're actually going to get to a relationship that lasts.